Greetings and welcome to the Marion Minute, a podcast where we take a look at what's going on in beautiful Marion County, Florida. I'm your host, Matt Creedle, the legislative liaison for the county. We'll touch on my role in a later episode, but in this episode, we'll learn about multiple engagement programs put on by the county, as well as how the county is working to provide better internet connectivity to all its residents, especially those in rural and underserved areas. June is PTSD Awareness Month, and Thomas Futch, the risk analyst for Marion County, will speak with us about ways the county is recognizing post-traumatic stress disorder. Additionally, James Lucas, the public information officer for Marion County Fire Rescue, will stop by to provide information on the organizations that are benefiting from the county's PTSD fundraiser. All that coming up in this episode of the Marion Minute Podcast. We'll start off this episode by learning about one of the county's many engagement programs, Citizens Academy. If you attended or streamed the June 7th regularly scheduled meeting of the Marion County Board of County Commissioners, you saw the board recognize the graduates of its most recent Citizens Academy. Joining me now to talk about the program is Roger Waddell. Roger serves as a public relations specialist and was the lead coordinator for the most recent Citizens Academy. Hello, Roger. How are you?
Hey, Matt. How's it going, buddy?
I'm well. Thank you. Thank you. So describe Citizens Academy for us.
Well, Citizens Academy is an opportunity for citizens to come in and understand exactly how their government and their local government specifically works. It provides them an opportunity to understand the different departments that we have here in Marion County, along with their ability to understand and make change within their local government.
Okay. So how many academies has Marion County held?
There's been 12, but this was a very special Citizens Academy that we just graduated here in 2022 after a two-year layoff of COVID, or because of COVID. So we had a layoff for 2 years, but this was our 12th graduating class.
Okay. And you touched on this a little bit. How enjoyable is it for you to get to watch the citizens as they're educated about what goes on in the different departments within Marion County's government?
It's an extremely rewarding process, and it provides us, as I mentioned earlier, an opportunity for folks to really have a complete and full understanding of how we are here to serve them. And I believe that that takes a lot of people by surprise, the transparency that we provide within the Citizens Academy and their ability to ask the leaders of every single department specific questions to that department and get direct answers.
And I saw the bond with the last graduation at the commission meeting earlier this week, where one of the graduates said that she's lived in Marion County for, I believe, 41 years and learned more about the county in the last, 11, 12 weeks than she had the entire time she'd lived here before.
That's correct. And so that right there is the reward that's behind the Citizens Academy, and not just for me personally, but every single department should feel that that reward from not just that citizen, but all the citizens within the graduating class.
So what's the coordination like from your end, you know, quote unquote, behind the scenes, getting all the departments ready for their week of Citizens Academy?
You know, that usually starts with quite a few emails back and forth, quite a few phone calls back and forth to departments, with citizens, making sure that everybody is what I like to call over communicated with. That way we know exactly where we're supposed to be and what we're doing, making sure that we, you know, have a bus if we need to go around town, making sure that we have permission to go on, you know, either a construction site or a building that's not normally occupied by everyday people. And an example of that would be the Sheriff's Department Forensics Building, you know, making sure that we have all the permissions in order to go into this, and making sure that our citizens are properly communicated with on what they can and can't do. So, like I said, there's a lot of logistics that go on behind the scenes, but I'm happy to do it and make sure that that everybody has what they need, which includes our citizens and our individual departments within Marion County.
So how can citizens sign up if they want to be a part of the academy?
We will start advertising in December of 2022. So if you keep an eye on our social media pages and our website, which is at marionfl.org/citizensacademy, I believe, you can go there and see where those signups are going to take place or when they're going to take place.
Right. Okay, well, that's Roger Waddell, public relations specialist for Marion County and also the lead coordinator for the Last Citizens Academy. Thank you, Roger.
I appreciate you, Matt.
Citizens Academy is not the only county-run program designed to educate individuals on the roles and functions of local governmental offices. Employee Academy is another such program, and here to talk about it is Amanda Tart, the Executive Director of Administrative Services. How are you, Amanda?
I'm doing well. How are you, Matt?
I'm well. Thank you very much. So you're here to talk about Employee Academy. You want to describe it for us?
Sure. Employee Academy was modeled after our Citizens Academy. It's an opportunity for employees to learn everything there is to know about Marion County. They get the opportunity to go into other departments, follow around the directors, and learn the ins and outs of everything. You know, often in government, we can seem like we're in silos, and that's not the best way to provide the best services to our citizens. So making sure that all of our employees know everything there is to know about all of the departments and how we can best work together, has really shown to be successful over the past couple of years.
When did the county start holding Employee Academy?
We had our first Employee Academy in 2019.
Okay. And you kind of talked about some of them already, but what are the benefits for the employees who attend it?
They have a better understanding of the departments, better understanding of how the departments work together, and it really improves communication across the organization. And we've seen great improvements in what we're able to provide to our citizens and the answers we're able to give. You know, these employees that participate, they're able to get to know other people. And when someone calls with an issue, they know who to call to get them the help that they need.
Okay. Does the academy include the constitutional officers in the county, or does it just focus on the county?
Currently, it just focuses on Marion County BCC employees.
Okay. Have you thought about any other programs like a youth academy, or I know you've already got Citizens Academy, anything like that?
Yeah, we're currently actually working with Marion County Public Schools to create a youth academy, and that'll be a great opportunity for, you know, students in our Marion County Public School system to learn about county government and how maybe they can be a part of it as they graduate high school and, get into the workforce, because we're always looking for great employees.
If there's an employee listening to the podcast now, how do they get involved in the next Employee Academy?
So Employee Academy kicks off in June of each year. The application process usually starts around February. So they just need to be on the lookout for the applications and the announcements, fill out an application, and then they'll be considered.
Are there any stipulations for the employees that want to attend?
So employees must be in good standing. They must have at least 1 year of service with Marion County, and they must get the approval of their department director. And they must be able to attend all of the sessions.
And it kicks off this week, correct?
Yes, actually today. So we have our first session this morning, 9 a.m., and we will present administration and human resources, procurement. So the employees are very excited, and we're excited to kick it off.
All right. Anything else Employee Academy related?
No, we're just looking forward to another great year and, taking 25 more of our employees and making sure that they have the best education available to them to be able to serve our citizens.
All right. Thank you. That was Amanda Tart, the Executive Director of Administrative Services for Marion County. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
In addition to providing programs for county employees and residents alike to learn about how we function, Marion County is also working to provide its citizens with better broadband services by partnering with Televate, a third-party consulting company. Televate is conducting an in-depth e-checkup aimed at discovering where the most un- and underserved parts of the county are in order for internet service providers to better understand how users utilize internet services, as well as to locate areas of opportunity for residential and commercial services. No personally identifiable information is collected from the e-checkup, just general data on internet availability in your area. The more responses the county receives, the better it can understand the connectivity needs of its residents. You can take your e-checkup by visiting www.marionfl.org/broadband. It's best taken on your home network using a hardwired device. And while you're there, you can also take a speed test the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity is conducting. Your response will help develop Florida's broadband availability map and will help the state of Florida identify gaps in high-speed internet service. The speed test uses your internet connection to measure the speed of internet transmission between your device and an outside server. It can be completed using any device that has an internet or cellular connection and takes less than 1 minute to complete. You receive results immediately after taking the speed test, and the results will be displayed on the Florida Broadband Availability Map in real time. June is nationally recognized as PTSD Awareness Month. This year, Marion County and Marion County Fire Rescue are actively participating in multiple ways in order to raise awareness and end the stigma attached to seeking help for PTSD. Joining me now to talk about what the county is doing is Thomas Futch, the risk analyst for Marion County. Good afternoon, Thomas. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. So June is PTSD Awareness Month, as we know, and Marion County is holding a program to bring awareness and end the stigma to for PTSD. I want to talk to you a little bit about that. We'll start with the planning process and the genesis for Marion County recognizing PTSD Awareness Month.
Well, this all started back in about, I want to say, October, November. I went to a safety committee meeting over with Fire Rescue. And at the end of the meeting, I was sitting there, and there was quite a few individuals who, once the meeting had, the safety piece had finished, they were really talking about some of the struggles. It was almost like a peer support group. And hearing some of these stories, I've had friends that work for Fire Rescue, not just Marion County Fire Rescue, but all over the country. And it kind of opens your eyes. I've had friends who've taken their own life, and hearing some of these individuals who some I've actually gone to high school with and grew up with, and hearing them struggle and the heartache and the pain in their voice and how it affected their families. And I just really wanted to push it further than just being in a room and talking about an idea. So I left that meeting, and I took some time to really kind of look into what PTSD awareness was. And it kind of really shed some light on some direction. So I approached administration. I drafted an email, and I basically asked Amanda Tart hey, would you mind seeing if administration would stand behind this? Brought Chief Caban in to say, hey, I want to make sure I got your good graces on this. This isn't something that I want to do without, you know, Fire Rescue supporting. And he said, no, I mean, this is awesome. So, it's really humbling. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but it's a little nerve wracking just because this all started out from an idea. And listening to these guys and these girls basically pouring their hearts out, and, where it's come to now is that, you know, we've got the support of the administration. We've got support from our community. We realize that there is a lack of resources in our community. And if we can do anything out of this push just this year, this is just the first year, it's really to bring the awareness up about ending the stigma, letting our peers and those in our community know that we stand with you. We support you. That's really what the big push is, and that's the genesis of it.
And that's what I want to ask you about next, the community support that you've seen to this point in donations and just support.
You know, the request for support, whether it's financial or they come out to the event on June 27th, I mean, the whole deal is just to show support. Originally I just wanted the community to send in photos, wearing teal. And now we're having an event on June 27th, which is National Teal Out Day. So it's pretty awesome, actually. So,
and in addition to National Teal Out Day on the 27th, there is a gear. There's T-shirts, there's tumblers, there's wristbands. Talk about the support you've seen from the community in purchasing those and picking up gear.
I have to give major kudos to James Cousins with Marion County Fire Rescue for getting the support of the Benevolence Fund to basically cover the initial cost of the shirts. And what I had originally thought was we would just buy 100 shirts, and then, you know, as those sold, we would buy more. Well, they actually exceeded what I had hoped for, and they bought over 400 shirts to start with. And they're getting ready to buy some more shirts. The shirt sales are through the roof right now, which is awesome to see, because it's not just the employees of Marion County, but it's also the citizens in our community. The tumblers, Eco Outfitters, they donated some tumblers to the same cause, which is to raise awareness. It's really unique to see that, you know, behind every corner, there's somebody that's really willing to step up and be a part of this.
And we'll hear from Marion County Fire Rescue Public Information Officer James Lucas later in the podcast about the specific charities that are benefiting from the fundraising for the shirts and the tumblers and the wristbands. Talk about the event on the 27th, National Teal Out Day. What can residents and attendees expect from that?
The Senate designated June 27th as National Teal Out Day. And in recognition of that, the community can come out and do a 2.2 mile walk in recognition of the 22 veterans a day who are succumbing to suicide. There is a stigma about coming forward, and you know, if we can save one life, it's worth it. So that's our big push, is to really get and not only the employees of Marion County, but the community to understand that they're getting that we stand behind you. So on June 27th, we're going to have a 2.2 mile walk. Or run. I've been told that there are going to be quite a few fire rescue employees that are going to do the walk in their bunker gear. So that's going to be pretty cool to see. We're asking that all the citizens of Marion County wear teal in recognition for National Teal Out Day. We're going to have food trucks. We're asking that the citizens or anybody who comes to the event that they hang out and have lunch with us.
My last question is, you mentioned this is the first year that Marion County has formally recognized PTSD Awareness Month. How do you see the event going forward for years to come, and how do you see it growing?
Well, first and foremost is obviously there's going to be an opportunity for more planning. When I say this happened, this has all come together in a matter of 8 months. I mean, it literally started as an email and research to us having an event with community sponsors and having merchandise to raise funds to give back to those three foundations that we're supporting this year. Next year, I'd like to go bigger. I'd like to bring more resources, provide more resources. I'd like to have more foundations that we're going to be able to provide funds back to, so that they can also offer support to those in our community.
Well, Thomas Futch, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate the information. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Several different local charities are benefiting from the funds raised during the month of June, and James Lucas, the Public Information Officer for Marion County Fire Rescue, is here now to talk about them and how MCFR is promoting PTSD Awareness Month.
How are you, James?
I'm great. How are you, Matt?
I'm well, thank you. So as we know, June is PTSD Awareness Month, and Marion County and MCFR in particular have some fundraisers going on. You want to talk about those?
Sure. We, in conjunction with Human Resources, we are kicking off June as PTSD Awareness Month, and we are selling T-shirts for $22. We have black and we have teal, and that represents the 22 veterans who lose their life to suicide every day.
Mm-hmm. And I know the proceeds from the sales of the merchandise go to benefit multiple charities and foundations. You want to talk about those?
We have decided to concentrate on local charities affiliated with Fire Rescue this year, as this is our inaugural year. We have Fire Rescue Support, that is the president of that organization, is our very own chaplain, Joe Lacognata, utilizing his Fire Rescue Support, we are able to get help from him for mental health awareness. The second is the Marion County Fire Rescue Firefighters Benevolence Fund, and that is firefighters helping firefighters. So if a family is going through something, say a firefighter gets injured on the job and they're going to be out of work for a long time, we see that the Benevolence Fund assists them financially in getting through those lean times to make up that loss in income. And finally, we have the Emilio Rivera Foundation, founded by our very own Gary Peterson. Emilio was a firefighter EMT with us for 5.5 years, as he was a 4-year veteran of the United States Marine Corps, twice deployed to Afghanistan. Unfortunately, in October of 2019, Emilio took his own life and has become the face of PTSD for Marion County Fire Rescue.
And James, you're a veteran. I am as well. So we are intimately familiar with PTSD, and we know that it does transcend just the military and veteran community to first responders, to anyone who's been involved in a kind of a traumatic situation. And the hashtag being used for the PTSD awareness is In the Stigma. And I think that's pretty important that you have the conversation. And how does that go from your standpoint with the MCFR guys, but having that conversation and letting them know it's okay to go seek help, seek treatment, and let everyone know that you're not okay?
Well, that happens hand in hand with Chaplain Joe Lacanada. He has coined the phrase, it's okay to not be okay. That has taken root within fire rescue, you know, from the ground level. And talking about PTSD, we have to change the paradigm from the stigma of being weakness, because we don't want to go through another unfortunate suicide, things like that. It's a sign of strength to go admit that you're not okay and to seek the help. Because the help is out there to take you from that very, very dark place that you're in, to bring you back out into the light. And it not only takes clinicians, it takes doctors, nurses, but it takes everybody sitting around that firehouse table. It takes the rookie on the team to see that, okay, hey, my lieutenant isn't acting right today. It takes everybody to seek, you know, answers and to talk to people.
So you mentioned this is the inaugural, month that we're looking at PTSD awareness. How's it gone so far?
We are seeing a lot of people purchasing the t-shirts. We're seeing a lot of donations come in because the community has wrapped their arms around their first responder community. And we couldn't be more happy to see that. But this also, it's a military, it's a first responder thing, but it transcends the community in which we are a part of the fire rescue and emergency medical services, but law enforcement as well. The people that we meet with day in and day out are going through tragic situations, you know, and sometimes losing loved ones. And that in and of itself is a traumatic event. So it not only affects first responders, law enforcement, fire rescue, the military, it's also our community. So we're seeing that is widespread. So we're trying to do this as a whole approach for our county government, as well as our citizens, and if so, visitors.
Very good. Anything else PTSD related or MCFR related?
It is a sign of strength to seek help.
Thank you very much. That was James Lucas, Marion County Fire Rescue's Public Information Officer. That'll just about do it for this episode of the Marion Minute Podcast. On behalf of Marion County, we hope you enjoyed hearing about the different topics in this episode. As always, if you have any questions about anything we covered or would like additional information, you can always email publicrelations@marionfl.org. We also hope you have a great rest of your day in beautiful Marion County or wherever you're listening from. Until next time, so long, everybody.